Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. We're going to rename the show Bathroom Talk About Real Life. We have some stories to tell you about something that just happened in the bathroom. Yeah, and then we're going to get a men's perspective. One man is brave enough to call into the show and tell us what the deal breakers are, how men feel about women. I don't know. We're going to get some secrets. Does he really know anything, Nicole? Can he really give us secrets to the world?
He's our bro.
We're really putting a lot on his shoulders.
He's like a brother to me.
Yeah, we really
are. He is our bro. Okay. He's our bro. My parents raised him. He's our little cousin. Not a little cousin. He's 3 years younger than us, but he was always our baby cousin. And he's our little bro.
Okay.
So he's our bro. He's blood. He's blood. So he's got some good feedback.
Okay. So we'll hear from him in a little bit. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi.
It's Cooper. Hey, Nicole.
Okay. So I'm very excited to hear from your little cousin brother person. We'll talk to him in a little bit. But more importantly, what happened in the bathroom?
Well, you know, it's so funny because, as you both know, I'm a little tired today. I kind of look a little tired today, but that's okay. So before obviously the show started and we start taping, I just said, let me run to the bathroom real quick. Nicole obviously followed me in. We didn't realize anybody else was in the bathroom. So Nicole's like, Therese, it's so cold. She's like, what did you say?
I said, I cannot believe my nipples. You see through my t-shirt. It's like warm out today. I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay, but we didn't think anyone was in the bathroom. Anyway, there was this really sweet lady, and shame on me because I forgot her name, but she's a doll. She works here up at CBS.
Okay.
And we see her every time we're here. The first time we came, she's a big Housewife fan. We took pictures with her. So I just, great group of girls. So I forgot her name, but she was in there. So as soon as I come out of the stall, she's like, oh my gosh.
I knew it was you.
Once I heard the nipples. She goes, once I heard the nipples. So I was like, oh my gosh. But she was very sweet. But the funny thing is, I just love bathroom talk. I love when I meet like people in the restrooms, like girls in the restroom, and I just love just what people have to say. So she said, I said, how's it going with you? What's going on here at CBS? She's like, she goes, Fridays are always rough. It's take out the garbage day.
What, so, Teresa?
So no. So
I'm
Nicole,
laughing.
So Nicole's
I got
laughing
it.
Because Nicole
and I know what Teresa's
knew.
Thinking.
I took that literal. I took it literal. I thought it was take out the garbage day today. Like that everyone had to take out the garbage.
Yeah. What else would it mean?
No.
It means all the trash.
She means
that
all
comes
the
out
trash.
On
it's Friday. All the trash. See, you didn't know it either.
No, because I don't work in the news department. I don't think
she
about
goes,
news.
Friday's take out the trash day, and I start giggling, and
so,
I'm like, Teresa, seriously?
I'm looking like, all right, do they actually make her take out the garbage? But anyway,
I'm a dumbass too, Teresa, because Nicole, I don't really understand what she means take out the trash. Like, can you explain it?
It's all like the garbage, basically. Like, oh my goodness.
So then I said, well, what's going on in
what's
the news?
Because
I like to hear what's going on.
Okay, so the news of the week, like the important stuff is already done. So whatever's left is like the trash. So it's take out the trash day.
Hello.
And guess what I just
found
out?
Ben Carson
just lied
that he went to
West Point.
Pretty trashy.
He
come
didn't
on now,
really
Ben.
Go.
Come on.
He lied.
Breaking news.
Well, considering this podcast is 2 weeks after this bathroom incident, it's actually very late news.
It's really late news. But for me, I thought it was this is why you don't drink alcohol.
Wait a second. So I didn't even see this. I was just looking at my
West
little...
West Point has no record of him attending. Yeah.
So he's
lots
done.
Gonna go. Yeah.
He's done. I thought he would be good on the ticket with Trump over there.
Oh, God. So he's done now. That's it. He's out.
I don't think so.
He lied about something as big as that. Plus, that stupid rap song. How retarded was
hey,
that?
Hey, listen.
Well, I don't
knows?
Know about that one. No, but there are people in my family that actually like him. They're going to be upset.
I have a girlfriend who I was really surprised to hear that's her choice. She loves him. She's a psychologist. She's, I thought, smart, you know, but he's, I don't know. You're right. I can't judge her, but he does like things that are very anti-woman. So women that are interested in voting against their own,
yeah.
You know, self-interest is always so interesting to me, especially this girlfriend of mine who's, I thought, really smart, but whatever.
Oh, God. So I just thought that was funny. But I just like talking to her. She was so sweet. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, so tell me more what's going on in the news. I said, because, you know, I've been a little tired this morning and haven't really been listening to the radio or the news. And we're doing a podcast. So she goes, oh, and she was talking about some other stuff, just world stuff. I'm like, it's so interesting. I love to just I love to just hear people's feedback about what's going
about
on.
The news
but we can't. I just thought it was funny about the garbage thing. But anyway, I thought it was cute about the whole nipple thing because Cooper had mentioned something about your T-shirt kind of being like a kid size.
Oh, last week.
Last week.
So I thought it was funny how she said, oh, and by the way, she's like, your nipples are fine.
She actually said, let me see.
Oh, yeah. At first she goes, let me see.
I'm like, okay.
She may be playing for our team.
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing. I don't know if she is. I don't know.
We may be eating in the same restaurant.
I don't know. But, you know, you really do have to be careful with T-shirts. I want to tell you why.
Please Nicole tell and me I, why, Teresa.
No, because you know why?
Why, Teresa?
We've been... Michael DeLeon, okay, works, his organization is Steered Straight, okay? He has a great organization, Children Beat Drug Addiction, great cause. Nicole and I just jumped aboard and we're helping out with his mission.
How is that relevant with my T-shirt?
She's getting there.
Well, I am getting there.
Please tell me.
Oh, Teresa. Dear God.
I'm trying to find the correlation here.
Well, number one, I was telling about something good because everything doesn't have to be about sex and nipples and the whole bit, but obviously it does relate back to the T-shirt.
It does.
I'm saying this is something.
Maybe it does, Teresa.
This is something. People like to hear what's going on in their lives, okay? So we did a great thing this week. We're helping out with children in any way we can to get the word out about beating drug addiction is huge. Drug awareness, you know? So I wanted to bring that up. Something on a positive note, helping others. It's very important. Everyone should get out there and do something to get out of themselves and help others. I believe that. Do something a day whether you're making a difference in a small way or a big way. But anyway, getting back to that, what brought up about the T-shirt with my ADD. So here we are at this school function. I'm like, okay, great. I think I look good. I'm like, okay, have to wear something. Cooper, remember you were talking about Nicole and I sometimes wearing bikinis and little dresses. No, I have
I
my concerns.
Blazers and suits have, to work
I
all
have,
the time.
No, I actually.
I just like teasing you, too.
I'm teasing. And of course, on Facebook sometimes, you're always at the party. So yes, it's little dresses, which we love.
Well, when I post pictures, I do tend to post them more maybe.
Right.
Sexier pictures, but I'm so dressed conservative.
Let me tell you something. If I had a body like either one of you, that's all that would be on my Instagram. I would not be shy. I would be like, there's my breast, there's my flat stomach, here's my ass. I'm telling you, that literally that would be my entire Instagram.
You're hysterical. But
so
the point
saying,
being
Teresa.
Is, so I'm like, great, I'm going to a school. So there are children, teenagers, 14 to 17, 18, whatever. Okay, let's put on the conservative thing. Let's do the jeans. Of course, I always do heels. I love my heels if I'm not in my boots or sneakers at the gym. So I put on a T-shirt and a nice blazer. I'm like, this is great. This is school appropriate. Meet the principal, whatever. So we take a picture with Colin, this kid. What a story about him. Oh, my gosh. He just beat drug addiction. He's now 20 years old. Great success story. We take a picture with him. Great for his website with Michael DeLeon. Take a picture with him. And I was like, oh, dear God. Take a picture. The flash is on. And the one picture that he took, here's my T-shirt and blazer looking conservative. And then it's totally see-through.
Oh,
you see the bra. I'm like, can't we just get one picture that, like, is conservative, not always about the boobs? So I looked at him. I was laughing. I said, listen, this one you can't post because I wore the wrong bra. Right?
Yeah, it's not appropriate for this particular event.
It's not appropriate. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
well, in person, for some reason, you couldn't see
You couldn't
bra,
see at all. But right, then the way you put the flash on, yeah. So
we did.
We got to watch the T-shirts.
Well, wait a second. Why can't he just Photoshop? But he's 20 years old. I'm sure he has a million different apps for that.
I know. He probably... Sure.
Just have him Photoshop it. That way you can still use the picture.
We took another one and it wasn't as prevalent.
Yeah,
it wasn't as prevalent. And Nicole posted it, so.
Oh, okay. So you did get a picture that was satisfactory.
So we got a picture. Yes, okay. We took right, another good. One. Because okay. I was like, oh, dear God. Yeah. There it goes with the T-shirts.
Hey, let me ask you guys something about schools and kids. I found out something very interesting this week that I was really shocked to hear. Now, as somebody who's not a parent, I'm not really in the school world, so I don't know what kind of schools are out there. And this may be old news for the two of you, but I just found out that there is a school system out there. I think it started in Silicon Valley, and now they're all over the country. And they're the Waldorf Steiner schools. Do you know about these schools?
No.
What do they do exactly?
Oh, my God. Fascinating. So all of them, except for, I think, the one in New York and the one in possibly New Jersey. All the other ones, no technology, zero. Kids are not allowed to have technology at all. Middle school, under the elementary school, middle school, high school, no technology,
so
zero.
So are you saying when they have to do reports, they don't do it on a computer, they have to handwrite it?
That's right. Yep, they have to handwrite it. Or they can type it. I guess if you have an old school typewriter,
that's
okay.
A typewriter, yeah.
But they like handwritten stuff. the New York schools allow kids to start using computers in the school at seventh grade, but it's not just to get on the internet and screw around. They actually learn how to code. They learn JavaScript. They learn HTML. They learn how to...
Wow.
So it's not just computers. It's computer science.
Science, yeah.
But so I didn't know that these schools existed. And apparently, I've got this girlfriend whose kids have been going to these schools forever.
We have charter schools in Jersey.
Yeah.
And they're like science schools that like gear more towards that. But what I find so interesting, and I can't believe it, is they stopped teaching script.
Cursive
many years ago. So here my son, they had gone to private school up to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So in Catholic school, they taught that.
And I think that still was do,
that was a grade. I don't know. But the bottom line is, in public school, they do not teach cursive and script. So my older son can write it. My younger son, who's now 16, mm-hmm. does not write in script.
Wow.
So when they say signature... He does not know how sign because from
That's
when
scary.
He was in second grade, he started. Anthony went to private school till fifth grade.
Anthony
was in second grade. They stopped it with Joey. No script, no cursive. So therefore, everything was on the computer from when he was younger,
okay.
doing reports. And yeah. So can you imagine?
Did you teach him to check?
Yeah, did you teach him to sign his name? How to sign his name?
Well, I did. Like I showed him. But the bottom line is, if when I write letters to them and cards for their birthday, I print it. I do not write in script.
Because they can't read it.
For my son, Joey.
For the younger one.
For the younger one.
So is it like writing in Chinese? Like he really doesn't know what the letters look like?
It's amazing. Like script. It's not as legible to him as if you, yeah.
That's fascinating.
And that was huge with us.
We had to. It was a grade. We got a grade for that.
We always wrote in script.
The Steiner schools have them write in cursive. They do write in script. And it's one of the... What's very interesting about the Steiner school is that every single kid is given an instrument from the second they get there, and they play music, and they have yoga, and they do meditation. And when they come into the classroom, the first thing they do is everybody greets each other. They greet the teachers. They look eye to eye into their eyes. So that way they've made a real human connection, because they believe that once you make that human connection, then you can start then learning can happen.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And because of computers and video games, so many of these children do get desensitized. And it's a constant reminder.
Yeah, but see, I think there's a catch-22. I think there's a great point. I can see that about social skills and music. Instruments are an amazing part that
for
wake
your left
up
side
a part
of your brain.
Your brain.
Yep, that's true.
You know? No, I believe it's the right side.
Is it the
music.
Right side
it's
music?
It's right side.
Is it
left
right?
Left side is math skills. Right side is art.
I'm only
it
a
is.
Psychologist. I have no
it
idea.
It's the right side. It's the right side. But
my joke is that I have a PhD. Because every once in a while, there'll be something really silly that I should know. I think I'm pretty sure the... Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was the left brain, right? I should know this.
No, it's the right side. And I have the complex. I know everything.
That's
like
why I had like Vivaldi playing when my kids were born.
I know everything. I know nothing.
Classical music because I wanted to build that part of the brain. Remember that? We would play
Mozart.
That's
my motto.
Okay, wait. So it is the left you're saying? Left?
No, it's the right.
Right is the left.
Right is creative. I'm positive. Right is creative. Left is the math and the science. Right is creative.
Well, I guess I stopped
Tell
playing
me who's
the piano
right and
at
wrong.
12.
I have to Google it. This is
Google
really,
it.
Really pathetic.
I'm telling you, I know.
The right hemisphere, the right brain
creative.
Is the creative brain.
I know it.
Responsible for rhythm, spatial awareness, color, imagination, date. People listening right now are probably like, these three are such dumbasses.
Hey, listen, I got it right. I got it right. I got it right.
You didn't know. Okay.
I know a lot. And I want to tell you something, why boys are very different and girls. Because
why?
They say at 6 weeks old in utero, like a chemical wash goes over male brains. They say the corpus callosum or something that connects
yes.
them is actually a wash over their right side of their brain. So that is why we are more... in touch. Not that they're not creative men, but we just think different. We do. I'm telling you. Boys are just, it's a scientific thing. We are wired very different because of that chemical wash that takes place at 6 weeks.
Wow.
And you're right. That's, good for you.
I really do know a lot.
I really do know a lot.
I know a lot and I know nothing.
Right.
So, but I really do. I look stupid. No, I don't look stupid. I pretend I don't know anything, but I really do. I read a lot. I do. But ask me, it's so funny, a few weeks ago, you're like, what book are you reading? And I went blank. I go, because I literally have about 10 books on my nightstand.
Right.
And I decide what I want to pick up. And I just kind of read a little bit of this.
You're working on all of them.
And,
yeah.
I read a little bit. Some are personal development. Some's about, the one actually was positive intelligence. It wasn't just about, it's a really good book. And then I just read personal development. Then I read stuff about heaven, which I find amazing. I like that Mitch album. I don't know. I think he's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. He's a good writer, yeah.
He is. And it's very sweet. Everything about him just makes you feel good when he writes.
Is that a new book, Positive Intelligence?
Yeah. I don't know. I got it in the airport, actually, when I was going to Paris.
Okay.
I picked it up.
Okay. So then it must be
It was
new.
one of the bestsellers, so it must be pretty new.
Okay, I'll check that out.
It was on the best New York Times bestsellers at one time.
Speaking of like men and women, then I think we should let's talk about that.
No, but I just want to tell you one thing. I'm just curious about. I know that school sounds excellent about no technology, and I see a lot of good points about that. But then, yet I was listening to Kelly and Michael the other morning on the morning, you know, the Today Show, Kelly Show, whatever.
The live.
Yeah, live with Kelly and Michael. And she was saying how, oh my God, they can't stand their kids on video games. It's constant, which I think it really is addictive. But she was saying, oh my gosh, now they have classes in their school that actually teach them to do. They're like, you know what? Now Michael and Kelly were joking, saying, oh, your kids could be on video games and it could make them the next, you know,
millions
the next
of dollars,
millions
yeah.
of dollars, because they have programs now that are teaching them to come up with their own apps, come up with their own games. Look at Candy Crush.
But that's
it
different.
It got sold for millions.
But that's teaching. But that's the same thing they teach in the Waldorf schools starting in eighth grade.
Oh, they do with technology?
They teach them coding. That's very
coding.
Different.
Oh, yes. HTML you were saying?
HTML and JavaScript. Okay. If you're coding a video game, that's different than sitting around mindlessly playing one, because you actually have to use your brain to think spatially. So it actually... It's a tool for learning. And what's interesting, is what the school says is that the reason why no technology before a certain age is because brain development is happening. Yes. So by the time you get to seventh grade, your brain is pretty much, you've learned how to learn. So by the time you get to seventh grade, you're ready to move on to accepting technology and bring it into your life.
Brilliant.
Well,
they say by the age of 80% of your IQ is already developed by 5 years old. That's amazing.
The windows for languages close at 3.
At 3?
That's crazy. Okay, now I got it. That's brilliant, Cooper. I thought at not one point did they teach it, but at 8th grade, that makes sense.
Yeah, they start teaching in 8th grade. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I wish I would have known. I would have sent Giovanni there.
I don't know if the school was around
it
then.
It wasn't.
I don't
That's
know, because I think it's relatively new, also because technology wasn't a problem when
I
he
know.
Was a kid, you know? I mean, they didn't... I know... Our school had computers, but it was like the nerds used those computers, and there was like this one room with these big, giant, old computers.
Yes,
like nobody wanted to be anywhere near, because nobody wanted to be near those guys. Right. Nobody wanted to be near those. You know, we weren't interested in computers then. We didn't care about that.
They had their own little laptops.
We were in seventh grade when we first got our computer room.
Yeah.
In grammar school. Wow.
All right. Right.
Yeah,
enough computer
that.
Talk.
Okay.
Enough
men,
computer
Nicole
talk.
Nicole brought up men and women.
I want to talk about relationships, because I'm done with computers. See, it bores me after a while. I'm like, okay, great, move on. ADD, move on.
So are we getting a male perspective?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to call Cousin Ronnie, but what should the topic be? How about any ideas, girls?
Turn-ons, what
turns
men
and
women
okay.
on and off like a light switch.
It's very individual. I'm always interested in
like
what
that.
People like and what they don't like, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. Everybody has their different reasons why they like certain things, they don't like other things.
True.
So let's definitely talk to him about that. Okay, let's give him a call.
Definitely.
Yeah. Who's that? Teresa laughing in the background? I heard
yes,
the
it is.
Of course. She's,
I said, you will soon tell how we are related.
What were you telling Cooper?
He asked me who I am and why I'm trying to seduce him over the phone.
She's going to sue you for sexual harassment.
So what's going on?
So you guys have been childhood friends, like literally childhood friends, since you were little tiny children? Like,
no,
how old were you?
We're family.
Oh.
We don't want to get into details, but why did they go to Boston? That's my father. That's their mother's brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're the real cousin. I thought
the real cousin.
Because I have lots of...
I'm their first cousin. I lived in their house.
He's like my brother.
He's
Ronnie
really
lived with us.
We call him, like my son calls him Uncle Ronnie, because he's like a brother. Because when he was little, his parents got divorced, and they moved out to, remember, Ronnie, California for a bit. Then they came back, and Ronnie, like, lived with us always on and off for a while. My mother is,
but
like,
we grew up each and every day.
Yeah. I was always at his house. He was always at our house.
Always at grandma's house for Sunday dinners.
Because I had, like, my mom's best friends, and their kids were, like, my cousins, and we called them aunt and uncle. But you guys are actually really related.
Oh,
you're
blood. We're blood. He's my baby bro.
My blood brother. Yeah, like, he's gotten punished. My father put him in the bathtub when he was drunk.
Do you want to? I can't go into that story.
I want to. No, are you kidding? Tell me that story, Ronnie.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell her that story?
When you were at my boyfriend's house? Sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was at a boyfriend at his house, and they just, like, really started getting serious. And, you know, all joke aside, this isn't a funny part, so we'll be nice about this part. But his mom had passed away. The father was a mess in the living room drinking. He was very upset and depressed, which I understand. We all understand and feel for him. But I think I was like 16.
Yeah, probably. We were 20.
It was my first time trying hard liquor. And he goes, "We're going to give you a drink. You ever have hard liquor?" No, I never had hard liquor. He makes me a drink. I forget what it was called, but it had melon balls, whatever they put in it. And it tasted sweet. I remember that it was green, whatever he poured in. I don't remember the other things. I just saw a bunch of bottles. So I remember drinking it. I remember us leaving Toad Hill and going to the movie theater, and I think we watched the movie. Then I remember us going back home, and I remember Nicole and him fell asleep on the couch in the basement. We were watching a movie down there. And I remember going, you know what? I'm going to try and make this drink. Whatever he made me, I tried to wake him up. Nobody got up. So we were all at my boyfriend's house at the time.
Oh, okay.
We were all at my boyfriend's house with the father there, the dog Gidget.
Nicole obviously and her boyfriend fell asleep on the couch, and Ronnie decides to make drinks.
Can you let me tell her the story?
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Listen, I know you're the, you know, girls in heels, the housewives, but now I got to talk. So long story short.
Yeah.
This is crazy. But anyway, I made my own concoction, drank a bunch of it, and got wasted. And I remember crawling around on the floor, and I'm laying on the couch. I got to the couch, and I'm looking at the TV screen. And it was the Superman where they send the bad guys into those discs, and they're spinning in the discs in space.
Yeah.
And I kept on seeing them spinning in space, and I'm like, oh, my God, I must be drunk, you know. And I kept on telling them, where's the bathroom? I have to go pee. I think I have to pee. Nobody was telling me where the bathroom was. I started crawling around on the floor, and I realized I was fucking screwed up.
Right.
So I crawled up the stairs, and I go into the kitchen, and I'm still looking for the bathroom. At this point, he has a dog, Gidget, and it had rhinestones around its neck.
Oh, no.
And I remember taking my shirt off in the kitchen. You could see through to the living room, and I see the father, and it was dark, and he goes, oh, this poor kid, you know. So all of a sudden, I think I lost my mind, and I took all my clothes off, and I started pissing all over the dog.
Oh,
I pissed all over the table, the dog, and I remember I must have passed out and threw up and outlined my body and throw up like a crime scene. And all I remember hearing is the father going, hey, you know, you got to get up here. This poor kid's exhausted. And I think he took his shirt off. He turns the lights on and sees he's naked with throw up, and he's got a weak stomach, so he goes, and throws up everywhere.
Oh, no.
Then Nicole's boyfriend comes up, and he goes, oh, my God, and he pukes everywhere.
You peed on the kitchen chairs.
He thought he was in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Nicole grabs me by the ear. She goes, are you crazy? The mother passed away. Are you ever? She threw me in the shower and put the water on and slammed the door. Then I was still standing there in the shower for probably 20 minutes later. She comes back. She goes, what the frick are you doing? And I'm like, You told me to take a shower. She goes, get out of the shower. So she goes, you're going home to Aunt Santa. I said, I'm not going there. No, no, no. She throws a robe on me.
I put him in a cab, and I sent him to Brooklyn.
Get some fresh air. And it was the middle of a snowstorm.
It was.
Oh, my God.
In front of the house in the snow with the robe on.
I can't believe how young you
are. Well, all
I
have to tell you,
that you are Joey's age.
To think that your cousin, to think that Nicole threw you out in the snow in a bathrobe and made you take a cab home, you know Teresa would have never done that to you.
No, I know you wouldn't have done that. Listen, Nicole had to be on her A game, and I forgive her for that. I understand.
Thank you, Ronnie. Right. I appreciate your
feeling. Out in the snow, and I was face first in the snow. She opens the door 10 minutes later and goes, what the hell are you doing? I say, you told me don't come back. You said, no, I told you get some air. And then they called not a taxi cab, a car service.
A car service. Yes, a car service.
A car service.
Staten Island and Brooklyn.
Comes, I get in the car. They slam the door and don't tell them where I'm going.
So he didn't know. Okay, so the bottom line is, it was a horrific night, and I cannot believe you were only... Oh, you were so young.
16.
Oh, my God. We were 20. No, I was not a good...
horrific night. Wait a minute. Cooper,
we were 20.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Cooper. The car service says, where do you live? So I'm so messed up, I don't even remember where to go. And I said, I started thinking. He goes, well, think of places. I said, then I can open
think
up
of places.
He went to Teresa and Reno's restaurant in Brooklyn.
And I was 20 years old.
Wait a minute.
Teresa was engaged to Reno at the time. He went to Reno's restaurant.
He's asking me questions.
Yeah.
What do you remember? I said, I remember Ariel's. Take me to Ariel's. I'm in a bathrobe with nothing underneath.
Oh, my God.
So you went from the shower, no shoes.
He went into Reno's restaurant like that.
I went into Reno's restaurant. I said, Robert,
you can't make this shit up.
Is everything all right? Reno's cousin. I go, no, they threw me out of the house. I'm drunk. I don't know what's going on. He told them how to take me home. So when I get home...
to my parents' house. He was living with us at the time. I wasn't married. We were all living under the same roof.
Right.
Goes like this. Run. Just tell his answer the truth. They gave you the liquor. Nicole gave it to you. He was egging everything on. He wanted to stir up some confusion. And, oh, my God. When I walk up the stairs, Santa goes, look at you. She goes, you want to act like a drunk? Now I'm going to treat you like one. She gave me a slap and then threw me in the bed. She said, sleep in the bathtub tonight. And then Teresa grabbed me. Teresa goes, no, he's my baby. She's rubbing my head. She goes, she's like, don't you stick up for him.
He's our baby. I took care of you. That's why, see, that would have been a deal breaker. Probably for Steve. Well,
let's talk about deal breakers.
That was probably a deal breaker. Like Nicole's boyfriend probably said, oh, my God. Nicole's family is...
Wait, Nicole, did that break up your relationship?
No, not at all.
Well, not too long after that, it was done.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a good excuse for me to leave, though.
I thought he was such a jerk. I'm glad you peed on his chairs and his dog. Not the dog.
So,
the dog got a golden shower.
Oh, God.
Well, Ronnie, we love you so much. We actually have to wrap up now. But, Ronnie, we love you, and I'm so glad
Hold on. No, I love you guys, too. But
now you want to hang out with us?
Hours.
Well, listen,
thank you for sharing your perspective,
get
darling.
Get your ass to New Jersey and come and see us. Leave Chicago.
I thought you were going to say get your own podcast.
Get your ass out of Chicago and come and visit us in NJ.
Cooper, you were on, was it WPLJ?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I listened to that radio station when I grew up in Bensonhurst my whole life.
Hey!
And Bay Ridge. I was 22nd and 23rd Avenue.
Mazel! Ronnie?
That's
nice.
So
awesome.
All right, yeah. Good. Love
great,
you, honey bun.
But guess
now
what?
You're going to tell everyone
but guess what?
To
I mean,
podcast.
That's very sweet, but guess what? We don't listen to it anymore. Shut on it. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen, all I give a hoot about is listen to Girls and Heels, everyone.
Yes.
Spread the word.
On iTunes, blogtalkradio.com. That's it.
All right, we don't publicize other radio stations, okay? Thank you.
That's right.
No
WPLJ. Goodbye, Ronnie.
We don't say it.
All right, I love you. Ciao, baby.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
He's
hilarious.
So, you know what? There are deal makers and deal breakers in relationships.
That's
and
true.
I have to say, deal maker for me, though, is someone with a huge, loving, kind, sweet heart. And beautiful
eyes. With heart.
I know that was like
I'm just fancy. I'm really just big, sweet heart, and beautiful eyes, and a beautiful smile, and someone who makes me laugh. So those are my deal makers, and my deal breakers would definitely be someone who is.
My deal breakers are just a mother effer that's a nasty bastard. I hate nasty people.
Yeah,
that's me. I got to be honest with you. Half heart. I realize as I get older and wiser, maybe not wise, but no, I really do realize I love nice people. I embrace them.
Right.
I enjoy kindness. Love, you know what I mean? I treat people the way, you know what? I want to be treated the way I treat people.
Exactly.
You know, so that's basically it. Big hearts, big
Right, big Yeah, well, you know, Nicole likes a big heart. Teresa likes
a big heart. I love a big heart.
No, I like big hearts.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, you guys. Very, very good show. Loved meeting your cousin Ronnie. Awesome story. And thank you guys so much.
Crazy Ronnie.
Crazy Ronnie.
I love him, my bro.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Spread the word if you like Girls in Heels, by the way. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having us. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you,
fun,
girls. Cooper and Teresa. Love you all.
Thanks for downloading.
Ciao, ciao.